Hello, friends, and welcome to part three of the Higher Self Habits series. This week is all about auditing. And I know you might hear the word audit and you're thinking about the Internal Revenue Service or how you'd rather get a root canal than do anything related to auditing. But I am here to tell you this is actually my favorite part of the process and where things really start to gain momentum. So, this is going to be such a low calorie, easy way to zoom out and look at your life holistically. If you feel like you need to do that, that you are stuck and in your own way, this episode might just be the one that you need to listen to. Welcome to Inhabit with Alessia Citro, a show dedicated to helping you expand your life and inhabit your dreams. After becoming a corporate dropout and faltering, I realized that the only thing keeping me from my big vision was not taking the small, consistent actions that compound and move the needle. Together, we'll uncover and discuss the ways we stay stuck and how you can unlock your potential in 3, 2, 1. All right, my friends. So this week we are talking all about auditing. And like I said in the intro, it is way more fun and way more liberating than it sounds. What we do in this stage of the Higher Self Habits method, which again is a framework with 5 stages, we've already talked about the first two. So the first one is awareness. The second one is alignment. This week is audit. Next week is activation. And then the following week, we put a bow on it. It is when you ascend into this higher version of yourself and you amplify, you create more of an impact, you radiate in the world, and then the process starts over at a new level, a new higher level. And when it comes to auditing, I love this part of the process because it's very seldom in our very fast-paced, busy lives that we actually take a beat to just slow down and evaluate what is working, what is not. I was first introduced to the concept of start, stop, continue by my husband. This was something that he was doing at work for a quarterly review or something like that. And simply put, what are the things you need to stop doing? What are the things you need to start doing? And what are the things that you're doing right now that are working well that you need to continue? So we are going to zoom out and apply this to our life. And we're going to do so in the context of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If this is the first time you are hearing about it, I'm going to give you the simple overview, and then we'll look at how you can actually apply this to your life right now. If you imagine Maslow's hierarchy as a pyramid with 5 layers, the bottom of that pyramid, the base, is the widest. And these are the foundational needs. The lower on the pyramid, the more integral filling these needs is for you to ascend to higher levels on the pyramid. So here they are in order, and then we'll dive into each. So at the bottom of the pyramid, you have basic survival needs. So these are things like warmth, shelter, food, water, clothing appropriate for the climate you live in. So these basic needs need to be met for us to be able to survive, and they certainly need to be met for us to climb up to the next levels on the ladder. After basic survival needs, you have safety and security needs. Safety, stability, security. Imagine this being needs like not living in a war-torn country if you want to ascend to the best version of yourself. Because if you are living in a country where you are being invaded, people are actively at war where you live, you have bigger fish to fry than reading personal development books and becoming a better version. You need to make sure that you're remaining safe so that you can again continue surviving. And that's really the lens of this hierarchy, is what are the basics that need to be met for you to continue existing? And those need to be filled before you can climb higher up the ladder without continually sliding back down. That also could look like, do you live in an area that is safe? Do you have financial stability? Because if you are living hand to mouth, you can't worry about ascending to your higher self. You need to worry about where your next meal is coming from or how you're going to pay the bill to keep your lights on, if that makes sense. And look, if you're listening to this, you're probably not in a situation that dire, but I'm bringing that up so that you can two things. A, realize how fortunate you likely are if you are hearing this podcast right here and now. And also so that you can have more compassion for people who are stuck in circumstances that might truly be preventing them from climbing up this hierarchy with ease. But just know that if these two bottom layers, the basic survival needs and the safety and stability needs, are not met, it's going to be really hard for you to continue climbing up that ladder. So the third layer on the hierarchy is belonging and love needs. We are social creatures. Whether you are the most extroverted person who has walked the earth or you are a total introvert homebody, you are a social creature. And we have to have the needs of love and belonging met or we cannot thrive. So what this looks like, what's going on at home? Do you have a family that you know has your back? Do you have friends that you know would be there if you needed them? Do you have a community that you are involved with that you feel a part of? Do you have neighbors that you feel like you can count on and you feel supported by? What about society as a whole? And this all goes back to the fact that we lived in tribes up until pretty recently. And so feeling a sense of belonging is absolutely critical, or we cannot live the lives that we were created to live. That's just the way that we are wired. So if that is an area that needs shoring up, really focus on how you can bolster that. And we'll talk about that more here in a minute. The next level is number four, and that is self-esteem needs. So these are needs like the need for recognition, for respect, for self-confidence, for knowing that you have the capability to solve problems that come your way. It's achievement, things like that. Feeling good about yourself, essentially, is what self-esteem needs boil down to. And then the fifth and final level of Maslow's hierarchy is self-actualization. This is when you are in your full potential, you are going after the big vision, you're going after the dreams, you are stepping into the version of you that you were created to become, right? That is the whole premise of higher self habits. It's how can you create the consistent actions, the habits that will enable you to step into the very best version of you that you incarnated to become. But you can't do that if you are in a season where you are not getting enough sleep, where you're not properly fueling your body, where you are living in unsafe or dire conditions, if you are lacking community, if you don't respect yourself, and so on. So you can see why all of these other pieces need to come first. So I'm going to take you through a series of questions. Just take note of them in your head. You don't need to write these down or do anything like that. Just think to yourself. I'll give a little pause between each. Think to yourself after each question if you could check that box of yes or not. Okay, so we're going to go through these in order of the pyramid layers. So the first section is basic needs. Do you have shelter? Are you able to access clean and safe drinking water easily? Are you adequately hydrated? Are you eating enough each day? Are you eating food that gives you energy, or are you eating food that depletes your energy? And I know you're probably not the type that's slugging a Mountain Dew in the morning for energy, but you probably drink more coffee than you should, or it could just be projecting on you. You might also really Celsius or Red Bull, and that's not the kind of energy I'm talking about. I'm talking about, are you eating whole foods that are healthy, that are nutritious, that are fueling your body and your brain? Okay. Had to give that caveat. Next question. Are you getting enough sleep? And are you getting enough quality sleep? Do you have the clothing necessary for for the climate you live in? And finally, for this section, do you have access to basic healthcare and medical services? So I'm willing to bet you said yes to most of those questions. And if you did, congratulations. That means that first layer of the pyramid is doing well. If there were areas where you're saying, that could be better, this is why we audit. These are the areas to focus on. Because here's the thing. If you are not getting adequate sleep and you are like, oh, I'm going to go be the very best I can be, you can, but it's going to be a bit harder to do that than if you shored up that weakness and turn it into a strength. This is why we feel like we're playing whack-a-mole. It's when we try to go higher on the pyramid and shortcut and skip things below that need help and solidifying. Really focus on the things that are lacking as low as they go. So here's the thing too. If you are a new parent, let's just say you had a baby, it might not be the time to pursue becoming your higher self. You've got bigger fish to fry. You are sleep deprived. You are tired. If you're a mom with a newborn, your hormones are all over the freaking place. I didn't feel normal for a year after I had my daughter. Honor the season you're in, okay? This might not be the time to go hard charging and wanting to do it all and wanting to ascend into your higher self. Maybe just hit pause on that and focus on the more immediate needs. I'm sure that goes without saying, but nevertheless, I'm saying it. So those are the basic needs. So evaluating where you're at, probably the areas that you listening might have said no to are the ones around like eating enough or eating quality food enough. This is something I struggle with so much. I don't make enough of an effort to schedule in a break to eat a healthy lunch. I skip lunch more often than I would like to admit. I'm making it a really big priority. And I've also been playing with, if I know I'm going to skip lunch, because I usually end up having a snack after I pick my daughter up from school, which we get home around 3:30. If I can have a really good satiating breakfast, I can grab like a handful of almonds for lunch and keep going. Because I'm the type, like I'm a marathoner when it comes to working. I'm not a sprinter. I like to be in the flow, chained to my desk for 4 hours at a time, which like maybe that's not healthy, but that's the way that's what works for me the best. And can you make this work for you? But here's the thing. If you are doing like intermittent fasting and you're not eating until way late in the day because you're not giving yourself a break to eat, like your performance is going to suffer. I shared this on an earlier episode. I don't remember which one, or I would point you back to it, but our brains are such energy hogs. So they typically are like 2% of your body weight, and yet they use 20% of your body's energy. If you are not fueling your body with the nutrients it needs, you are going to have a really hard time ascending into your higher self. That's just facts. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but please eat a satiating breakfast, take a break for snacks, and make sure you're fueling your body. Oh, and please drink water, electrolytes, like all that good stuff too, because hydration is key. If you don't already have one, go buy an emotional support water bottle. I know everyone loves to make fun of the girls with the big Stanleys, but I am one of them. I am proud and I am hydrated AF. Okay, moving on. Safety and stability needs. So again, just as I'm asking these questions, just think to yourself, yes or no, or it depends. Okay. Is your home safe? Is your neighborhood safe? Is your state and or country safe? And again, more if you're living in Israel or countries that have, or Ukraine, like that would be you'd be answering no to that question. Hopefully you're answering yes. Next question. Do you have a baseline of financial stability? And what I mean by that is you could pay your bills on time. You have enough money for food. You can handle an emergency that pops up that costs $1,000 or less. The statistics actually show that the majority of Americans, I don't remember the exact percentage, but the majority of Americans don't have $400 in cash to cover an emergency right now. So if you are answering no to that, no, you're not alone. And hopefully what you learn through this show and so many other amazing resources out there can help you get out of that situation. Next question is, are you healthy? Or is your physical and or mental health a concern? If you have dealt with health issues and you're going up and down, you know how that lack of stability can be really jarring. And if you're in that place, I'm giving you a big virtual hug. The next question, is your life feeling stable in general? So in other words, do you have a functional relationship if you're in one? Is your job stable? Are you feeling generally even keeled? Are you satisfied with your current living situation? Do you have a reliable mode of transportation if you need one? And are you prepared for potential emergencies beyond those costing $1,000 or less? So again, whatever you said no to, or it depends, these are the areas to focus on to shore up, because if you don't, you are going to feel like you are on this hamster wheel or playing whack-a-mole in the arcade. Fun to do in the arcade and not so fun to do in your life. All right, the next section of questions is around emotional and belonging needs. Do you have a friend you can count on and trust? And if you have more than one, that is gravy. Do you have a social or community group that you are part of? And if not, what are some that you can plug into? Or could you start one? If you are in a romantic relationship, is it fulfilling, supportive, and healthy? Do you have family that you can count on and that you love? Do you feel like you're part of your team at work? And if you're an entrepreneur and you work alone, do you have entrepreneurial friends that you could co-work and collaborate with when needed? Do you feel emotionally supported by your friends and loved ones? Are you actively involved in any hobbies or activities that bring you joy? Are you able to express your emotions freely and honestly in your relationships? The ones that you said no to, or it depends, those are the areas of focus. I do want to dive a little bit deeper into this though before we move on. The pieces that are hardest around this are relationships, especially people who have either been around for a long time or that you are related to by blood. And my take on it is that if they are not actively adding to your life in some way, draw a boundary and protect your energy. Life is too short to be drained by people who do not have your best interest at heart. Or maybe they think they do, but if you know it's not in alignment with your actual best interests, how can you love them from a distance? All right, moving on to the next section, which is self-esteem needs. Do others respect you? Do you respect yourself? Are you recognized for your contributions and accomplishments? In general, do you feel capable? Do you feel you have the freedom and independence to live the way you wish? Are you setting and achieving personal goals? Are you maintaining a balance in your life that you feel good about? Do you feel confident in your ability to make decisions and navigate life's challenges? Any that you said no to? Again, those are the areas to focus on. And I do want to give a footnote on the recognition piece. Please do not confuse recognition and being competent for external validation. This is such a easy trap to fall into, especially in the times we live in where everything is about likes and shares and comments. It's really easy to get sucked into needing external validation. And yes, it is definitely helpful to help guide us, but it cannot be the guiding light. That's got to come from inside. All right. And then the final section is self-actualization. These questions, five of them. One is, are you actively pursuing your passions and your interests? Do you have opportunities for learning and personal development? Are you engaged in activities that challenge and inspire you? Do you have a sense of purpose and direction in your life? And finally, are you making a positive impact on others or your community? Do you feel, here's a bonus. Do you feel like you're living your best life? And so as we go up the ladder or the hierarchy, the pyramid, however you want to say it, you might notice that you answered yes to fewer questions and no to more questions, which is normal. And actually, I think that's a very good sign. It means that your attention has gone where it needs to go. So once you get the bottom of this hierarchy shored up, how can you continually shore up the areas that are currently maybe not as strong? Because this is how you build a foundation on steel and not on sand. You want to be unshakable. So I lived in California for most of my life, and the buildings there are built in such a way that if there's an earthquake, they will roll so that they don't fall over. So imagine the steel foundation, but that it's also on some level of rollers so that you can roll with the punches. Are you building your life on steel, on rollers, so that you can be resilient and you can pursue your higher self without constantly feeling like you need to backfill and are backsliding? So I know that this is a lot, and you might be thinking, wow, I have a lot of work to do. But I do want to point out that if you're listening to this, you are probably a lot better off than you think. I love giving context and putting things in perspective, as you know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time. So let me just give you a couple of examples. If when I asked if you had access to shelter, you said yes, congratulations. You are in the 80% of the world's population that is fortunate enough to have a roof over your head. If you have access to clean drinking water, congratulations again. 10% of the people on earth do not. So it's very easy to take all these things for granted if we've grown up in a first world country like the United States or in Europe or Canada. Like, we take these things like as a given, and they're not. And so I just want to give you so much grace and so much love that wherever you're at in this process, you are doing better than you think. And to just look at the things that you need to stop, start, continue with a lot of love, and to make them really tiny. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. Next week is activation. It's all about putting this into practice, activating truly, and really stepping into your higher self through behavior design and realizing that we don't fail because there's something wrong with us. When things don't work out, it's because we probably had a behavior design flaw, and I am going to teach you at a high level how to design your way in and out of every behavior. So thank you for listening, and I will see you back here next week.